as we're getting some of the windows open, if you find out that you're getting hot in here, it may make you feel better to know that you won't be as warm as I am. But, you know, the thing is that I have a wonderful story to tell you, but beforehand I want to make sure that everybody's phones, if the ringers are turned off. Actually, I had to rip that off from Christopher because he was going to go forward and say that. And I said, no, let me say that instead. Another one of the great things about Holden Village. But it's funny. I think, in fact, at the beginning of the week, there was, I hope this person comes forward because and forgive me because I don't remember who you are. But, you know, as we were waving goodbye to the bus, I just, you know, how you always just sort of, things blurred out, and I said, you know, as soon as you find your people, they're down the hill, you know. And, you know, you just, you find these people are fabulous. You exchange information, and then, you know, they're gone. It's like, well, okay, they're gone now, you know. And without missing a beat after I said that, the woman who was next to me and said, yeah, and your people will be coming up the hill again in just a couple of hours. And interestingly enough, those people are aiding me in this concert tonight. So, you know, you look and you go, well, okay, so what's going to happen now, you know? No place except Holden does this, you know, come forward. And so all of a sudden you meet your new people, and this is quite a blessing all the way around. Just to give you some background and... you know, I think actually we may have to close that because I think what's going to happen is that it's going to cool down so much that it's, well, I don't know which one. It's just my strings will start to go out of tune. I mean, you know, it feels great, you know, but, you know, there's, you know, music involved here too. There are different kinds of guitars, okay? And I know that, you know, I'm talking to a distinguished audience here and educated, but you know the thing is that most folks when they're playing a steel string instrument. They're a Western guitar. They call them flat tops. You know, there's all different, you know, styles of that. And you know, I can play that too, you know, to a degree. But it's interesting because with this instrument, a classical guitar, it's actually braced very differently. The strings on a steel string instrument would be, you know, roughly depending on the gauge of the string, 120 pounds of pressure between these two anchor points. Classical guitars have about 70. So it's really much, you know, lighter, much more workable, but it's much more alive as well, where you just pluck and a lot more sound comes out that, you know, that is if you want to spend the money for it, you know. It's like, you know, you spend money for horsepower, you know, and here you get to have it without any gas consumption, you know. In fact, it's less work, so it's awfully nice. I've put together a program here, and it's interesting because this wasn't necessarily planned, but I have a few other things under my belt, and I wanted to also thank Mary, Director of Communications, and also to the Roadies, thank you for allowing me to do this and asking in. And as a result, I'm dusting off a few things, but it's a great pleasure to be able to be here and doing this with you. I wanted to also introduce Christopher, also to Ron. Where's Ron? Ron's going to be doing percussion on this, and I'm doing this before I forget, you know, because I'll get into my thing, and then we also then have Karen on flute. And also David on harmonica. And, you know, these people are either on staff or they're lecturing. And so you think, well, all right, so isn't it great? David knows everything about bugs. But, you know, you haven't heard him play harmonica yet. You know, I mean, this is, you know, so this is how this is working. I'd like to start with a piece called Campanas del Alba, which means Bells of the Morning. And this is by Sanz de la Maza. Thank you. This next piece of music by Joaquin Rodrigo is called En Las Tragalas, and I actually studied with the guy who this was written for. I studied with the Romero brothers, and the interesting thing is that I guess the interpretation, and I'm not sure where he got this, but perhaps from the composer. And interestingly enough, too, Joaquin Rodrigo, a Spanish composer, a lot of people know of the guitar concerto, de Aranjuez, and he wrote a lot more sort of contemporary sounding things as well. But this particular piece of music, and incidentally, he was a blind composer too, which is really interesting because I don't know necessarily who was his scribe, but Braille notation is incredibly complicated to work through. I'm sorry, another sideline. En Las Tragalas, of the wheat fields, and I think the interpretation is of someone who is like a sprig of wheat who kind of moves with the wind, changing their mind. A lot of people's, political views are changing like that, however you want to put a spin to it. Thank you. The next two pieces are two waltzes by Antonio Lauro. He's a Venezuelan composer, and he wrote about 50 of them, but I only play two tonight. So. Thank you. The next one is a tarantella. I actually played this in the lift, although there wasn't as much room there. And again, this is a piece of music. The tarantella was written, I guess it's a South American dance, used to, if you're bitten by the tarantula spider and you have its venom in your blood, you want to dance to a tarantella so that you'll be able to sweat out the impurity. But they don't have those up here, do they? I haven't seen one. Lots of deer. Now we're going to assemble our jazz group. They've had warning. You ready to go? Okay. I mean, I told them a couple of days ago.
They're waiting for the bus.
Are you okay being here? Do you want to just...
Where would you like this?
Wherever you would like
this. Right here is good.
Sure.
Okay, let's do it.
That's the nice thing when it's your show. You know?
I
just say, let's do it. Let's do it here, okay? The first piece of music we're going to be playing is "Autumn Leaves." And I think you all know this one, right? It's all out of them. By Johnny Mercer. So this is actually, all right, so we're changing the radio station now. This is a different station, just for, you know, a couple of numbers. Do you want to come up a little bit closer so we can...
Don't worry about a thing, we're right behind you.
Oh, that's fine. Thank you.
We're married, can you tell?
And they just came up the, you know, they just came up the hill, and I'm married too. You know? Things happen fast around here. You know, you just you pass them on the you know by the bell, and you have no idea who they are. You know, you even see them lecture, you have no idea who they are. And then you hear them play, and then you have a much better idea. I think what we're going to do, let's go ahead and we'll just play our ensemble now. We're going to also then play the trio sonata. That's all right. So this is set B. Who are tired of looking in one place. Follow me with that. This trio sonata was actually, written by J.S. Bach, but it was originally written for organ. And it's amazing how organists, it's interesting with organ because, for me, I have only one way to splice my brain, and that's between two hemispheres, connected by a corpus callosum. And whatever happens, kind of happens in relationship to guitar. Organists have to split that three ways. You have left hand, you've got right hand, you've got the feet dancing a jig on these pedals. And it amazes me because for us to be able to play this is a lot of fun, but it's also a real amusement park ride. Yes, and Chris comes to the rescue. Christopher comes to the rescue when I say, "So, Christopher, what do you think? I played this a month ago. Do you think you can learn this part right away? Yesterday?" And he came up with it. kind of forget you don't have programs. So this has three movements in it. So there's another two movements in this. And so they're all kind of together. So hold your applause. Although I'm really glad you liked it. Okay, you ready? Thank you. It's almost like a play within a play, isn't it? It's just like, but Bach is relentless. And it's interesting too, you know, you look at the score, at least, and it happens, you know, for years and years. You look at the score and you go, you know, this doesn't look so bad. And then you get into it, you know, and you, isn't that, aren't I right? You get into it and it's all of a sudden, wow, there's a lot to do here. There's a lot of notes. What I'd like to finish off with is a piece of music that I wrote called Mountain Tarantella, and I know we've already given you a tarantella today, but this is a, you know, form I really like. And I actually did a video of this where and it was great going to the hike house because I'd have this, you know, backpack guitar case. And I'd say, well, okay, and then I had this waist pack and, you know, and a tripod, and I had the camera, and I had all of this stuff. And they kept on saying, well, where are you going? Because this is like the third or fourth day. And I'd go up to Holden, and I'd go over to, you know, Heart Lake and you know, various places to, you know, just take footage. And sometimes my fingers were so cold, I could barely, in fact, play the piece. But it was, I would play it, actually, with the... each time all the way through, and then you go into the recording studio, and then, you know, you do it the way you really like to hear it, and then sync them together. And so that was what was done, and it's online, and you might have, you know, when you get lonesome for Holden, you know, it's a great place to go.